This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. defense officials will brief the White House on Thursday about possibly sending thousands more troops to the Middle East. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials say the Defense Department will present plans to the White House this morning to send up to 10,000 more American troops to the Middle East in an effort to beef up defenses against potential Iranian threats. While many in Congress are skeptical of the Trump administration's approach to Iran, questioning whether it's responding to significant new threats or escalating a situation that could lead to war. But defense leaders told congressional officials Tuesday that the U.S. doesn't want to go to war with Iran and wants to de-escalate the situation. Matt Small, Washington.
It is not clear if the White House will approve sending all or just some of the requested defensive forces, as well as additional Patriot missile batteries and more ships. A rare bipartisan commitment between the White House and Congress to make a sweeping agreement on infrastructure dramatically collapsed Wednesday. This came after President Donald Trump threatened to stop working with opposition Democrats on legislation unless they end oversight of his administration. He accused Democrats of holding a meeting the same morning to discuss impeachment. Pakistan says it has successfully conducted a training launch of a ballistic missile capable of carrying both nuclear and conventional warheads up to 1,500 kilometers. A military spokesman says the medium-range rocket is a highly capable missile which fully meets Pakistan's strategic needs. The launch happened amid Pakistan's heightened military tensions with neighboring rival India. Observers say it is part of efforts Islamabad is making to keep pace with New Delhi's massive investments in military hardware and advancements. This is VOA News. U.S. weather officials say a large and destructive tornado touched down in the Midwestern U.S. state of Missouri overnight. The Associated Press cites state public safety reports that at least three people were killed and many others injured. Car dealership employee Jared Lee inspects his inventory in the capital city, Jefferson City. He interviewed with KMIZ-TV.
The glass is in the walls. The shards are in the walls. These cars were brand new hours ago, and now they're completely totaled.
The Jefferson City Police say authorities plan to make door-to-door checks on residents on Thursday. U.S. officials acknowledge Wednesday that a 10-year-old girl from El Salvador died in U.S. custody last year. The previously unreported case is the sixth death of a child in custody in the past year. Mark Weber, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, said the girl died on September 29th at an Omaha, Nebraska hospital of fever and respiratory distress. He said U.S. officials had been caring for the unnamed child since March because she was medically fragile with a history of congenital heart defects. Voters across the European Union head to the polls to elect a new European Parliament, the outcome of which will shape policy and leadership of the EU Assembly and other Brussels institutions. Reuters' Megan Revel reports.
It's been a dramatic run-up featuring cinematic promos.
But together we can make a real difference.
Game shows. And milkshakes. From May 23rd to the 26th, voters across 28 countries will cast their ballots for 751 members of the European Parliament. The results will shape the bloc's policy for the next 5 years. So, what can we expect? In one word, fragmentation. Pollsters have predicted this to be a defining moment for nationalists and Eurosceptics, groups that question the inherent values of the Union itself. They're expected to emerge strengthened, splintering the pro-EU mainstream. For the first time in a generation, the main pro-EU groups in Parliament could lose their combined majority, forcing them to stretch wider to scrape together a coalition.
And that was Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. The United Nations named an emergency Ebola response coordinator Thursday, according to Reuters, creating a new position to boost efforts to contain a 10-month epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has killed more than 1,200 people. The drive to rein in the deadly virus has been hampered by attacks on treatment centers by armed groups operating in Congo's lawless east, as well as by trust among local residents. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.